Okay, there's one thing about this podcast that will kind of make no sense. I kind of talked about in the last podcast, but as you heard and as you will hear, that one co-host, Papante Piff, will not be in any more Jabari Swinson's podcast. So I'll just give a quick little recap of what happened. So we had a podcast where we were going to talk about many complaints about, I guess, black people in general. And it wasn't about, like, you know, racist stuff. It was about, like, for example, I wanted to bring up how many black YouTubers, well, I'm probably going to talk about that in the podcast, a solo podcast myself, so I don't want to spoil. But, you know, it was little minor complaints about stuff like that. But at some point, he changed it into talking about why black women are this. And it started becoming more and more sexist, started becoming more and more, like, sexist in general. And then it started becoming more and more racist. And, you know, that's not really what Jabari Swinson's about. I don't know if this is, like, I don't know if you thought this was, like, Alex Jones or, you know, some podcast that, like, about, like, hating women just because we made that one podcast about, like, oh, people should, you know, not get pregnant if they don't have the right person or whatever. But, you know, it did not follow any of the morals that, you know, I stand for. It did not follow any of the standards that this podcast stands for. So after that, I had to just make the decision to not have him in any more podcasts due to his very controversial and very just archaic opinions on women in general and on, you know, black women, which is kind of crazy since, you know, he's black. So that is a small little recap of what happened. The reason why I have to give the recap is because I did not upload that podcast. And I didn't upload it not because it was controversial. No, I would love to have uploaded it. But the reason why is because the audio was trash. Like, the audio was just terrible. And I believe it's because of the AirPods. And now I'm not using AirPods anymore because those things, I don't know if mine are broken or I don't know. Just AirPods in general just have terrible audio when using it on Anchor. But yeah, so that's the recap, and that's why you don't see the podcast. All you need to know is just he said some crazy stuff, just some crazy, crazy stuff that should not have ever been thought up, I guess. It's kind of crazy. But that's it. The podcast starts now.
I'm back at it again. It's me, Jabari, and yeah, I'm just it's fresh off of that last podcast. I mean, not fresh for you because that was a week ago for you, or maybe not because maybe you're listening to it all in one batch 20 years from now. But you know, I'm back at it again. I'm just hello, this is Jabari Swinson, and today we're gonna be talking about that situation that happened 2 weeks ago or two videos ago or two podcasts ago with Papante Piff. So you might be asking, Mark, are you really fully never talking to him again? I mean, you know, Jabari, you know, that wasn't that big of a deal. You know, yeah, they're everyone's a little bit sexist. No. I am the type of person, the moment I sense a little bit of, high school mentality, I guess, just brain dead mentality. I'm like, why am I situated with this person? Because, you know, I'm not a brain dead. I'm not in that high school mentality. I'm on a God level. Like, you know, I'm freaking wise. So why should I lower myself for someone else? And I think that's a problem with a lot of people. You know, a lot of people kind of stick by these people who they kind of move past. Like, yeah, high school friends, it's nice to be nostalgic about high school friends. But if you moved on past that, like, you're on another state of thinking completely. Like, why continue, you know, talking to them if, you know, you've, in a way, mentally moved on past that stage? Because, you know, yeah, it was just one podcast. But, you know, it was kind of in other podcasts before. And I've noticed it, but I didn't want to, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal back then. And you might be saying, oh, that's kind of hypocritical. But the reason why I would say it's not that big of a deal, it wasn't as blatant. It was just kind of like theorizing stuff. Like, oh, you know, like, for example, the podcast where we talked about girls making mistakes, becoming pregnant early or becoming like pregnant with a person they don't belong with. Like, for me, even though, you know, it was worded kind of wrong. And I sometimes kind of regret that podcast because it leads to people taking it to another level, which I think, honestly, because of that other podcast, I think he probably was in thinking in that way, is that I was basically saying there are a lot of trash people out there. And even though you can be in a relationship with them, if they're not a person you would want to have raise your kid, or if there's someone who wouldn't be good raising a kid, and you take a risk where that risk could lead to you having a kid, and then that kid is left with a terrible father or a terrible like family situation, that's on you, because, you know, it could have been avoided with one simple step. But other people, namely, you know, that co-host, and I'm only basing this off how he was talking in that last podcast, but that certain people could instead believe that what I was saying, or and maybe what he was saying, is that women are dumb. They should, it's not the man's fault for, you know, wanting to have some fun and not having a condom on. It's the woman's fault for not thinking to tell them to put on a condom. They're stupid. Oh, they should have been doing this. They should have been, you know, putting more initiative in it. They're dumb for that. It's like, no. It's a two-way street. It's a two-way street. It's going in the same direction. Wait, that doesn't really make sense, but you know what I mean. Like, you know, it's on both parties. And what I'm saying is, it's not just the male. It's not just the female. It's both parties. For the female, if you see your male acquaintance or, you know, significant other not wearing a condom, you also took that risk. Like, if you didn't say anything, or if you were okay with it, and you weren't raped, and you had a child afterward, you can't just put all the fault on him for not wearing condoms. Like, you also have the choice of telling him, you know, I'm not going to do this without a condom because I don't want to risk having a child. In the same way, it's the dude's fault because, you know, it's him who is the, you know, it's also him who has the choice of saying, oh, dang, I don't want a child, so let me put on a condom, or let me make sure that they are, let me... do the risk and have them use Plan B or whatever, even though that's, again, another level of risk. It's better than nothing, but still, it's like, if you don't want to have that risk of having a child, then you better put on the condom. And if you do have that risk of having a child, then you better take care of that kid, because that is your kid. And that's what I was basically saying. But he might have been thinking something else. And the reason why I think he was thinking something else is because of that last podcast. And that last podcast, I think, was a mess, not because of the topic, but because of what he said. And what he said, honestly, was offensive to women, was offensive to all Black mothers, was offensive to all Black women. And, you know, because I'm Black and I have a Black mother and I have sisters, which is ironic. He also has sisters, but still, and I have sisters. I took that as disrespect to my whole community, to my whole family, all the Black women in my family. I took that as a complete disrespect. And I'm surprised. Well, I'm not surprised he would say that, but I'm surprised he was so blatant and confident in saying it. And many people might have let it go. Like, okay, he's just crazy and dumb. But I'm not that type of person. Remember, I'm a god. I'm a freaking god. So, you know, if I hear something messed up, I'm going to say something. Because, you know, I don't want that crap near me. I don't want that crap connected to me. And I'm going to make sure that that stuff is floating in his mind. Maybe right now, or, well, you know, in the past or whatever. It's floating in his mind. He's like, dang, I made a mistake. I said something that wasn't cool. And now that person never going to talk to me again, unless I, you know, somehow find him and, you know, strike up some conversation. And maybe he doesn't regret it. Maybe he does. I would regret it because I'm like, dang, I just missed out being friends with a god. But still, you can't have that kind of negativity with you and influence your thoughts, even though it wouldn't influence my thought. But still, it's like, I don't want that type of thoughts near me. What the heck? Like, who thinks like that in the freaking 21st century, 2021, and still thinking like that? It's because some people are stuck in high school. Like, I don't know if maybe he had some, you know, problems with Black women in the past or whatever, and they were mean to him in high school or whatever. He held this type of grudge. But it's like, that stuff is not cool. Which brings me to the real thing I wanted to talk about, which is, we're going to be talking about realizing that you have a not cool opinion, I guess. So you might be asking, how do you realize that you have a wrong opinion? Because wouldn't you like just be enveloped in it, in this opinion that might be wrong? How do you change so quickly? Well, I will answer that with an example. And my example is a simple one, K-pop. And you know, before, a long time ago, I was not cool with K-pop at all. sometimes, like, not, I wouldn't say not cool Koreans, but just, you know, just that, the urban K-pop culture. And I've, you know, I was believing, like, oh man, this stuff is, you know, taking our culture and they just make a foolery of it because, you know, they're just taking our culture without any gifts in return. Just, and I heard they're racist. And why, how are they going to be racist and then take our culture, our music and our clothing and our styles and our lingo and blah, 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 blah. And that was basically my entire thinking process. And then I started realizing, because I was even thinking that while I had some cool Korean friends, you know, thinking all this, like, you know, K-pop, and I sometimes would listen to K-pop. And like, oh, this sounds kind of nice, but, and still have that thinking. So how did I change? How did I change? I did what many people don't do. I sat there and thunk all I could. I was like, I was just sitting there thinking one day, I was like, wait a minute, why don't I like K-pop? Because I don't know, maybe I listened to a good song, or maybe I don't know, some friend was making fun of something, or I don't know. But at some point, I started thinking to myself, why don't I like K-pop? And it all kind of came down to was hearsay. I was like, I heard that Koreans were racist. Now, I don't know that. I've never been to Korea. I just heard. But because of this one comment I heard, I changed my entire opinion of, like, this country or whatever, this, like, music, thinking that, you know, if I heard this one person say it, it must be true for everything. But, you know, a lot of things you can't just say that something happened. Just be, like, you can't just believe what you hear all the time. All the time. Sometimes you can, but sometimes you can't. Like, if I had some Korean friends who weren't racist, that means that automatically disproves that all Koreans were racist. So, you know, that's already a fallacy right there. And then I realized there was a second reason why I didn't like K-pop. It's because I thought people would make fun of me for liking K-pop because, you know, K-pop's kind of lame. And then I kind of had to go through with it. Like, you know, when someone makes fun of you, like, oh, you, it's the same with, like, when people, like, you say in middle school, when people are like, oh, you're gay, you don't like gay, you like gay people, or, you know, oh, are you gay? Like, you know, you have to act like you completely despise gay people at that point because you don't want them to even for a second think that, you know, oh, they're going to make fun of me and call me gay again or something. So you have to change your whole character. And that's how it was with K-pop, where I was like, oh, these people, I don't want them to make fun of me. So now I'm going to act like I despise it because I don't want any hint for a second that they think I like K-pop. And it's the same with when I saw other people like K-pop. Now I had to be the person because, you know, and ironically, sometimes it was the person who's making fun of me for liking K-pop or something. They would be listening to K-pop. And now I have to go through with it and, you know, return backfire. Or they would, like, you know, push back, you know, just stuff, stupid stuff, like childhood, high school level stuff, even though we're, you know, college students or some of them adults. So that's why I realized that. I thought about it. And the moment when you realize that something is kind of doesn't make sense, like me realizing, like, that's the reason why I don't like K-pop. That's really the reason why I had this, like, slight stigma about Koreans or whatever. Well, not even slight, because I thought, you know, they were all racist. But, like, these two little things were reason why. And right when I realized that, my entire view changed. Just like that. A second. My entire view changed. I was like, this is stupid. Like, yeah, sometimes you know, it takes a while for you to, like, fully, like, get over that, like, you know, that whole personality change. But it's like that step, that first step just created an entire leap. And now you're fixed, almost, in a way. And I think that's the thing many people need to do with a lot of things, is just have a second to think. Like, just think for a second without any, like, you know, this background noise or whatever. Just think to yourself. Maybe right before you sleep, right when you wake up, just think to yourself for a second. And I feel like a lot of things, a lot of these stigmas, a lot of this, like, racism, stereotypes, whatever, it might change completely. In some ways, it might not. Some ways, it might be deep in. But the fact that you attempted, and not like meme attempted, but like literally attempted, might change. Because say Pompey Piff, I don't know about him, but from what I heard, he has some stuff deep down for whatever reason why he had those opinions. And it could be as simple as it stemmed down from in third grade, he liked the girl and she didn't like him because he was too weird. And maybe in fifth grade, the same thing happened. So then he's like, okay, I just don't like black people. Or black girls, because black girls are they don't have this, blah 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 blah. But still, so that is my wisdom. That's my wisdom for today, is that sometimes you need to have a moment of solidarity. And Actually, there's a second. The third part of wisdom, third part, is that I believe, I know that the educational system of at least America, because that's where I'm from, which it would never get passed. It would never get passed because, you know, how stuff are. But I personally believe that if schools had not even a daily, let's just say a weekly, like, meditation type of class, like, things would get changed so much time, so fast. Because some things are simply because people do not know how to handle their own inner thoughts, or they don't know how to handle anger, or I don't even know. It's just like people make rash decisions based off pure emotion sometimes. Pure emotion. And that causes. There's so many problems. Let's say shootings. Let's say topical, because he just got sentenced today. I guess that tells you what time it, or what, how many weeks later this podcast came out. But they're Chauvin, or whatever his freaking name is. He just got sentenced for 20 years for one little mistake. One little mistake. I mean, it's a big mistake, but it was a mistake that could have been avoided. He simply lost his cool for not one second, for 7 minutes, but still he lost his cool for one little percentage of his life. And now 20 years is just gone from him. Just 20 years, just like that. He killed a person and 20 years gone just because he could not handle his cool. Regardless of what his reason was, oh, he wasn't listening to me. Oh, people in the crowd were they were just annoying me. So I stayed on him in spite. Oh, because he's big. He's big, and I felt threatened. So I had to make sure that he knew who the real guy was, or some whatever bullcrap. It's like those are all primal emotions. Like we are past that. We're in the 21st century. We're past this primal stuff. We're not like cavemen, Neanderthal, whatever baseline humans anymore. We are, you know, civilized humans. We don't need to have these primal emotions. Well, you know, primal emotions help sometimes, but like for certain things, I feel like now we are able to have a moment of like, for certain things, a moment of like reflection, just to make sure that what you're doing is not freaking ridiculous. Because sometimes, like say some shooting where some guy got pushed over. He's like, oh, you pushed me? I'm going to shoot you now. It's like, no, what type of escalation is that? Like, people don't know how to handle their anger or their primal emotions. Like, oh, man, I'm so horn dog right now. I'm just going to, Like, no. Like, no. People, if they had some type of, like, emotional, like, not emotional therapy, but, like, some type, I mean, it would get some jobs, too. Who knows? It would get some jobs through school. You know, get another, now the people who do the meditation stuff have a line of work, a reliable line of work. But still, it's like if schools had some type of like emotional therapy or meditation type of thing, I bet you things would be a noticeable amount more peaceful in 20 years. Because, you know, the people have to grow up, of course. Well, then I would say 40 years, because then they would have to get out of college and become like actual people of society. But still, you know what I mean? So, because like I said, a lot of stereotypes, a lot of freaking mistakes that are done because of rash decisions, rash primal decisions. And people who can think calmly about some stuff, or even if they can't think calmly about some stuff, realize that what they did was wrong, or what they're thinking might be wrong. I think that's just a helpful thing. It's a helpful thing. And if the earlier you learn it, the better, because, you know, these kids grow up to become the things that you taught them to do. So imagine if you taught them to be emotionally stable. Imagine a peace around the world. But that would never be passed because, you know, we can't get no freaking devil, freaking Hindu, whatever stuff in our country. Nope. Gotta stay Christian. What was it? Freaking Protestant Christian society forever. Like, we can BS. People are afraid of change. Like, you can still be Christian and do meditation. Like, I thought there was some state that was like super against it. Like, some school tried to do it. Some, maybe it was Alabama or something, was super against it because it's not Christian. It was like, what? Weren't the first, you know, those certain Christians, Jesus and, you know, some early Jews, Moses or whatever? Didn't they do a lot of what you would argue is meditation? I don't know. Could just be me. But who knows? That's about all I have to say is who knows. But what I know
because I'm not talking to that one dude again, because I'm a god and gods don't deal with that crap. You got to be on my level if you want to stay on my level. You know what I mean? The moment you drop, you fall. The moment you fall, you're gone. But that's Jabari's wisdom.
Another podcast, another episode.
Dang, this one's only 20 minutes long.
Dang,
podcast getting shorter and shorter. I'm getting less and less things to say. It's so difficult talking for that long and still going. Well, it's not hard, but the hard part is, you know, talking to yourself with no script. Because a lot of these podcasts, you know, they have a script or they have like a topic they know they're going to talk about. They did their research or whatever. There's no research on this. This is just straight up pure wisdom. So I,
you know, sometimes the wisdom's long, sometimes the wisdom's slow, sometimes the wisdom's fast, sometimes the wisdom's low. Know what I mean?
So
I guess that's it.
Another podcast done. That's like 4 weeks of podcasts. One controversial one and two pretty wise ones. One that wasn't as, I guess I'll end the podcast. You know, since the podcast is technically over, the only people listening, yeah, it's over. So if you want to stop listening, you'll stop listening. But if people want to listen, you know, maybe they want to know more personal whatever stuff. So I'm just going to say the negatives and positives of doing podcasts by yourself compared to being with someone when doing my tech podcast. So let me start with the positives of being with someone, or not being with someone, but, you know, doing podcasts with someone when doing some type of wisdom podcast. There's a lot of different back and forths. Like, you know, you chances are, well, if you have the right co-host or right group of people, because I had a group of people back in the past, but, you know, pandemic ruined everything. But still, you know, the benefits is you have a bunch of different opinions, like forms of wisdom, whatever. So it's like a nice back and forth, It's pretty fun, actually. Of course, like, when is it not fun having more people around? So that's nice. It's always nice to have like different opinions when they're not crazy or freaking like super sexist racist. But the negative, and I think this is more specifically when it's certain people, I guess, is that sometimes I feel like a lot of times it gets off track and I don't like that. Like, I'll go with it because I don't want to be like, you know, I don't want to be too mean and just like, no, we're not talking about that because that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But sometimes I would say Papante Piff would want to talk about some stuff that's not really related to the podcast. Like, he wants to talk about his personal life personal life, but not personal life in a way that it relates to what our, you know, random topic of the day was. It was more like, you know, I just want to say an update. I want to give an update because, like, say the controversial podcast, I'm cutting that out because that it just had nothing to do with anything. But, you know, these personal updates, like, we're not a vlog. We're not a vlogging podcast where we're doing personal updates. Like, I doubt, you know, I'm technically doing one now, but still, I doubt people care. That's why I say the podcast already ended, because I doubt people really want to know that much about, like, oh yeah, 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 I bought this today. I went to the store today and I picked this up. It's like, no. I mean, sometimes it's fun, like having like a in the beginning, but what I don't like is when it, like, when there's an abrupt topic change. Like, last podcast, we were in the middle of a topic. Literally the middle of a topic. That's why, I don't know if it's going to sound weird because I haven't edited it yet, the podcast, but still. Like, middle of a topic, it'll just change. Like, oh, by the way, you want to do a update on our lives? I'm like, no, we're in the middle of a flow. Like, don't ruin a flow like that. When you're in a flow, you got to continue that stuff because you never know when that flow will come back. Never know. So you got to just keep going. And when someone ruins your flow, that thing is gone. It's just gone. You can't get that back. Other thing is, the other negative is that sometimes when someone's, like, I guess, hobbies or, you know, are kind of too specific. Well, okay, I'm basically talking about Papante Piff. With the only negative about, other than, like, you know, the other crap. But the only other negative with him was that when we were having certain topics, which is something I always feared. I wasn't sure, like, because I don't have like a steady viewer base, so I'm not really sure what people thought, but still, he would talk about music a lot. And I'm like, that's all good, well and good. But if people don't know about music, it's not going to be interesting to them, like, at all. Like, when you're talking about the freaking, like, that one podcast where he's talking about the Reddit comments and da da da, I'm like, do people even know what you're talking about? You would, like, this was a 10-minute segment of you talking about, like, really, really specific music stuff that I don't think anyone knew about. Like, I knew about music. Like, I'm classically trained violin, but I don't even know what he's talking about. Like, I don't know what this stuff is.
but it's like a 10-minute segment. There was no funny part. There was no, like, you know, kicker. There was no theme. It's just like a complaint about something so specific. Like, that's why I don't even talk about computer science in these podcasts, because no one's still going to know what I'm talking about. Like, maybe the math podcast was a little different, but I try to simplify it a little bit because that was just base level stuff. But still, it's like no one knows what, like, unless the podcast was about music, most people in the podcast don't know what you're talking about. So that was the only negative, I guess, about stuff like that. The positive of being, but there is now being alone. The positive, you know, this topic is straight, exactly what I want. And it's going to stay on top because it's me talking, kind of. Well, you know, I'm good. Jesus. It's going to stay freaking on topic because, you know, I'm going to go in my flow and keep talking about what I need to talk about and then just end it right there because I'm done. I said everything that needed to be said because it's me saying it. Everything that needed to be said was said that I wanted to say. There was no interruption. There was no freaking random tangent about sexist racism. There was no freaking, like, random tangent about music. There was no, like, blah, 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 blah. But the negative is that, you know, it's just me. You know, there could be more things that can be said. Like, maybe I am wrong and I won't know because it's just me talking. Like, sometimes I try to be the audience quote and be like, oh, but what about, like, when I do that voice? But it's like that's just me thinking of stuff that maybe a person like me would think about. Like, who knows what someone who wasn't me might be thinking? Like, what if they're saying, like, oh, well, I'm not hands-on with math, which I just thought about now. I wish I said in that podcast, but they're like, what if I'm not a hands-on learner? What if I need to be a visual learner? What if I'm not a visual learner? What if I'm an auditory learner or whatever? It's like, I won't know that unless I thought of it. But if there was someone else in the podcast, maybe they thought of it. And the second only bad negative of being alone in the podcast is, you know, the podcast is shorter. Like, this is an obvious shorter one. Like, what time is it? It's still only at 28 minutes after I went on this tangent about stuff, because the only reason I went on that tangent about stuff was because the podcast was already too short, because usually the podcasts are like freaking hour long podcasts. This is going right back to the early Jabari's wisdoms where we didn't really know what we were doing. I mean, I still don't really know what I'm doing. I mean, I'm talking into a phone right now. I'm not even using like a podcast set, but still better than nothing. Still a thing to do. Chances are at some point, maybe when I'm in the Hong Kong, I will have a co-host or co-hostees with me. Because, you know, that's one thing I will say. It's not hard to make new friends. It really isn't. People make it hard. Just do stuff. You'll find people, or just go out and try to do stuff. You won't make friends playing some video games or whatever, or, you know, but if you go to a video game event, who knows? Ha ha. But yeah. That's the end of Jabari's wisdom. Ended on not a sour note, but like a mild note, I guess. Like a slightly bitter, like, you know, like a grapefruit where there's like, it tastes kind of sweet, but I ate a little bit of the skin and it's, ooh. You know, that's kind of the note I'm going for. So I don't know how to end these podcasts. Like, what is a way to end it? Like, what do I say? I used to say, oh yeah, you guys should subscribe. Blah, 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 blah. That wasn't working. These people listen and still didn't subscribe. Or maybe they did. Maybe those were my only subscribers or the people listening or whatever. I can't say share, but that seems kind of lame. I don't like when people are like, oh, share it. Because, you know, I'm not a person who shares stuff either. So it's like, how am I going to tell you to share if I don't share other people's podcasts I listen to? So I guess I just go the abrupt route. That's the only way to end the podcast.